stir. She'd given up waiting and eaten her portion at 8:30, but there was plenty left for Jamie. He always said she cooked for an army rather than just the two of them. A rattle of sleet struck the kitchen window, and Mia peered through the Venetian blind covering it. He'd be glad of a hot meal after being stuck in the traffic for so long. A quick tap of the wooden spoon against the side of the pot, and then she slipped the cast-iron lid back on. The pot was part of the Le Creuset set Jamie's parents had given them as a wedding gift, and the matching pans hung from a wooden rack above the centre of the kitchen worktop. She slid the pot back into the oven and adjusted the temperature down a notch. Ding dong! At last! Mia hurried down the hall to the front door and tugged it open with a laugh. Did you forget your keys? A shiver of fear ran down her back at the sight of the stern-looking policemen standing on the step. Rain dripped from the brims of their caps and darkened the shoulders of their waterproof jackets. Mrs. Sutherland? No, 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 no. Mia looked away from the sympathetic expressions and into the darkness beyond them for the familiar flash of Jamie's headlights turning onto their small driveway. Perhaps we could come in, Mrs. Sutherland. The younger of the pair spoke this time. Go away,